Hi, gang. Buy our own radio station rap song on CD, composed by a disc jockey and banned for making fun of the president's rap song. That's when the vice president responded angrily with his own defensive patriotic disco anthem for Vandals. The Vandals sing their own song, making fun of that other radio station and their stupid CD collection. Music for squares and straight necks on a lonely and snowbound Christmas Eve in the Lehigh Valley, surrounded by graveyard spooks. You don't need to hear these timely holiday favorites by aging rock stars with our CD set on the shelves. Say, if you want to receive phone calls from single adults directly in your home, call us up and ask about the WMUH party line for swingers. This is no talk line. It's the real thing. Just say so, and your phone number will become part of a network of national adult hotlines for freaky local truckers and fry cooks. Guys so cool they want to call you, of all people, and talk about, well, this part of the bit is kind of smudged out. I gather they want to talk about children's stories and things along those lines. If that sounds good to you, just dial the White House and volunteer. I have the weather report for tomorrow. Sheets of freezing rain and snow are bearing down on the area, with the whirling snowstorm carrying 70-mile-an-hour winds, hail, sleet, ball lightning, and a warm front, also a zeppelin emblazoned with the story of the mermaid caught in a tuna net, who got a dolphin to trade places with her in return for 5 minutes alone inside a giant clamshell together. The dolphin came out covered with lipstick, and a Greenpeace warship dropped a depth charge onto a submarine and blew up the ocean. Today's Bible scholars know the blowing up of the ocean was predicted in the Old Testament as only one part of the revelations unfolding the future of humanity, and you, the negligent parent, won't take your child to church. This weekend, take your family to church. You don't have to stay. Just drop off the kids and pick them up in an hour. We'll take over in the meantime and indoctrinate your dim-witted prodigy with the psychic assault of guilt and fear that will keep your kid out of juvenile prison later. Remember, it cost $1 to get in. They've got to dress like apostles in sandals and a bedsheet. A message for you from the Church of No Choice. I'm your Orthodox radio guy with a period of no talking. Get this. Hello, gang. Buy a chance in the Benefit Radio Lottery. The Radio Lottery can make you a millionaire, or it can drain your resources for years without ever paying off once. To play, just pick any three numerals and add them up. This is the amount you owe. If your numbers come up, you could be a winner if you're able to assert yourself to the lottery cashier, a 300-pound, fur-covered, 11-foot enforcer who keeps his visions to himself. The Radio Lottery is open to children and the infirm. If you're not sure whether to play, make up your mind using the Oriental relaxation technique used by Zen masters. Clear your mind of all thought. Then look at your navel until you collapse into an Eastern philosophy comic strip for teens, in which the character of the talking firefly smacks headlong into the character of the singing bluebird. They knock each other unconscious and settle into the journey of the spirit through the land of dreams into the Japanese haiku poem. This is a three-line poem showing traditional values and respect for nature. The haiku poem is best translated as an American sugar-free soft drink commercial. First, a lot of surfers throw a case of soft drinks into the air. The caps fly off and the juice squirts out. After which, a train goes through a tunnel and the whole crowd is engulfed by a giant wave composed not of salt water, but the sugar-free soft drink, which slams into coastal homes and plows into the charity hospital, refreshing the patients and leaving behind the strewn wreckage of disaster and no aftertaste. To you, the culture monger, such an appeal to crass commercialism and greed won't work. You, the struggling proletariat, demand the straight approach of the public service pitch. Attention motorists. A flashing red siren on top of your car might make you look slick and the traffic part at your approach, but the charity radio station flashing blue siren is a less serious violation of the code. This winter, don't forget to add antifreeze to your carburetor. This summer, add a brick to your gas tank to save the earth. Remember, the actions of today will save your haggard family tomorrow when the ice age returns. I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Mr. Mark Show. Hey, dudes. Solve the radio puzzle murder mystery and test your deductive skills and eye for detail. The mad terrorist is found dead behind his desk, the suicide note there before him and the revolver in his hand. Only one bullet gone. Nobody was home except his trusted hostages, a CIA advisor named Stu, and a crazy mixed-up harem girl trained by fanatics to kill and maim with her bare hands at the sound of a ringing phone. There was nothing on the dictator's desk except the phone, an indoor Nerf ball shaped like the world, and a coiled desert viper trained in the ways of peace and truth. What happened to the dictator? Answer in 60 seconds. Meantime, hear this pitch angled to appeal to your bloody heart and warped mind. This year, purchase gifts and services from locally owned Lehigh Valley businesses. Keep the whole bottom from dropping out of the tax base. It could happen, resulting in a hunter-gatherer Stone Age island cult that worships a living statue. Whenever they run out of tribute slaves, the living statue goes nuts and runs around the island raising taxes. What alternative does your local government have but to raise taxes or sacrifice a slave to the crazy statue and bring mild weather and heavy consumer spending with low interest rates? Register and vote rather than complain about racketeering, fraud, and misconduct. If you can't say anything nice about the city council, incumbent congressman, and your own mother, the prison warden, don't say anything at all about the new safety lane on the interstate. You will see after today one additional lane each way for unsafe drivers or drivers without insurance, drivers with poor vision and unstable drivers living a frontier lifestyle as Bronco busters who ride an untamed Plymouth named Thunderbolt. Stay out of the safety lane unless you're a bona fide menace. Elderly drivers use the underground sewer pipe. Reckless teens drive only on the twin telephone wires along the highway. The answer to the murder mystery radio puzzle is that only passive resistance can stop the mad terrorist from springing back to life and shooting the peaceniks who advocate passive resistance to stop the mad terrorist. Well, therefore, a declaration of war could be the best way to avert peace and resolve the crisis for our children's illegitimate children's children, etc. I'm Mr. Mark. I can't talk now. Folks, check your brake lights. Make sure they're functional or you could be killed by a freeway sniper. First, step on the brake. Now your brake lights should be lit. Check by getting out of the car and walking around back to have a look. If the lights aren't lit, drive to your auto repair shop and get it fixed, or else you are an escapist, irresponsible, unsafe motorist whose willful neglect could cause your children to become exchange students and trade places with an Israeli teenager who turns out to be an American plant who turns you in for tax evasion, all because you didn't have your brake lights checked. This message from your union of auto mechanics who turn out to be CIA infiltrators sneaking up on your tax status, plus which, when a jury duty summons arrives in your mailbox, don't be grouchy about it. Jury duty, like recycling, is an obligation as well as a duty. Along with a requirement and a law, you can get a job reminding people to recycle. Spread the word about our country's collision course with eco-apocalypse. Join the radio staff and read a public service announcement mandated by federal law. The announcement goes like this. Attention, Pennsylvania residents. Our state, racked by the spoils of pollution and waste, has turned ugly and grimy and looks like a futuristic leper colony peopled with mutants bearing a strange new disease curable only by caring. Won't you help, you selfish cheap louse? Won't you rescue the land from a civilization gone mad? before the cobalt bombs come to blow up all the buildings but leave the people untouched. Get involved. Drive an Eisenhower assault tank down Main Street. The assault tank is filled with garbage and symbolizes mankind's ignorance and greed. You, the driver, will be covered with green body paint by a bevy of female art students who stroke you with a feather duster, causing you to steer the assault tank off the road into a junior camp for city kids. The city kids fire at you with zip guns and spray paint your turret with the names of their unwed girlfriends. What do you do? Step out of the tank and check your brake lights. Safety first in the economic slowdown. Step out of the tank, and you'll be caught in the fallout rainstorm after the meltdown. In the background right now, it's John Adams from Light Over Water.
Before that,
I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Mr. Mark Show with you until to about 35 million o'clock. Here comes something. Hey, music lovers. You look out your window and it's snowing in August. Yes, snowing in August, and you rub your eyes like the doc says you shouldn't oughta. You rub your eyes because you can't believe it. Every time you rub your eyes, you irritate your cornea and long-suffering spouse. And the doc says if you don't quit that bad habit, you'll begin seeing things. Now you see snowfall in August, and you're sure you've gone crazy. Relax your jangled nerves. You know it's only just a lot of hazardous paint chips raining down from your crumbling house or apartment or atomic fallout. What steps do you take in the present day against nuclear holocaust now that the Soviets have knuckled under? Your greatest threat today comes from common household sources. Radiation from color TV and radon gas. Leakage from grow-in-the-dark watches. Or a toxic backwash from an unsafe waste dump emanating from your own body, which scientists say could melt down over the next several years, reducing you to the hideous state of the Forbidden Zone ultra-mutants who can only live in slime. So they hang around the city council a lot. Dinners with the mayor, weekends with the police chief, and stands to reason you interbreed with these people as long as you're there, and produce a new line of futuristic, hybrid, slimy lawyers who sue you for child support. The Allentown Bar Association is plenty sore about these offensive characterizations of attorneys as bottom-feeding, subhuman sleazemongers who can't afford to pay their own fees and wind up in prison in the shattering Rod Serling screenplay Time Enough at Last, about a henpecked killer whose wife won't let him hear the Mr. Mark Show. She just can't stand it. She won't let him hear the Mr. Mark Show. So he hides in a bank vault just as the world blows up. After which, wouldn't you know it, he can't hear the show anyway since there's no air inside the vault. I'm Mr. Mark. I'm just telling you.